I'm joined by Mary Crollo. She is with the Friends of the Library. She's with a number of other agencies, organizations, volunteer activities, etc. Notably, the Players Workshop is where I think the most recent visit was where you were with us. But the Friends of the Library, this is a group that is, well, really, you are the lifeblood of fundraising for all of the budget cuts over the years, aren't you, Mary?
Well, what Friends does is makes money through book sales, et cetera, to use for library things like programming and so on, things that aren't part of its regular operational budget. So all the extras we're paying for, some of it the Library Foundation pays for.
Okay, and again, you've got a very special sale that is coming up this weekend, but it's not just a regular sale. It's vintage sale. So what does that mean?
Well, we've over the last couple of years.
I know what the word vintage means, but you tell me how it's defined.
We've been collecting the things that come in that are older. Some of them from the 1800s, in fact, but many from the 1900s that are. They're just vintage. They're great things. I was thinking on the way down here to Friday will be Friday the 13th. Oh, dear. But for many, it will be a lucky day because they'll be treasure hunting and finding great things.
I wish I had all the books and things like that. My grandfather was a book collector. He was also a doctor. So he had... he had an entire library all glass-cased in his office. A lot of it, most of it was medical books, but he also had he had a copy of Darwin's Origins of the Species. I don't believe it was a first edition, but it was certainly I would have been like within a year of the date of the of the first one. I don't know how much I mean, but and a number of other books. He did have a number of first editions of some Mark Twain classics and things like that that he had. I have no idea where they went to. My sister came home, said, "You know, I'm going to clean up this place," and she took a lot of treasures to the Decorah City dump.
Oh no!
Yes, I know.
Well, the neat thing about this vintage sale is. It's not just books. We have sheet music. We have audio recordings. And when I say audio recordings, I'm talking 45s, 8-tracks, cassettes,
probably some
vinyl.
Probably some 78s.
78s. We've got all of it.
Wow.
We also have, with the sheet music, we have sheet music going back to the late 1800s.
So what would you consider? Can you give me an example of a couple of what you would consider the prizes, some of the prize stuff that...
one of my favorite things is it's a piece of sheet music from 1900, and the song is... Well, in 1900, they were using a large format sheet music, so it's half again as big as
okay.
The sheet music you're used to seeing. And the name of the song is A Signal from Mars. This is 1900.
Wow.
And the picture on the front is wonderful. It's two men on Mars with a telescope and a signal light flashing at the Earth.
Wow. Okay. I wonder, you'd have to have a very, 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 very powerful telescope to see that signal light, wouldn't you?
we also, though, have tons of magazines.
Yeah.
And it's everything from Life and Look to American Rifleman, Ladies Home Journal, Children's Activities, everything you can imagine.
All of these have been... all of these, and I'm going to guess that those magazines probably go back to history. I'm guessing to some of the very beginnings of those magazines themselves, probably, right?
Probably not quite that early on the magazines. I would say the bulk of the magazines are between the 1920s and the 1970s.
Okay. National Geographic used to be, I know we used to, my grandfather also kept a collection of National Geographics. I think they got pretty much, but I did save some of them, you know, going back to the very, I think 1910. And it's amazing. I love looking through advertisements. That's one of my fun things to do when I'm looking at a magazine. And I had a series of Life and Look magazines that went back to the 40s and 50s that were quite amazing to read the way that the writing style was different in that time too, wasn't it? But again, you've got all of these, and I'm going to guess a lot of novels and very old classic vintage. I'm guessing you have textbooks too.
Yes, there are some, but textbooks more for children, like we have McGuffey's Readers.
Okay. To become a friend, to be able to go to this sale, you have to be a member of the Friends of the Library, don't you?
No.
No?
It's for everybody.
Oh, it's for everybody, okay.
Yeah.
But if you are a friend, is there a pre-sale for Friends of the Library? Because that's typically what happens.
For the regular book sales, yes, there is. For this sale, no.
So what are the hours? What are the hours, Mary?
The hours are on Friday, it's from 10 until 5, and on Saturday, it's from 9 until 3.
All right, and they're all vintage items, and we'll say items rather than books, sheet music, recordings, and obviously books themselves, yes.
The one other thing that I should mention is there'll be one section of Burlington historical books, like many of you know the 1896 semicentennial souvenir book.
Right.
That's impossible.
When they built Cascade Bridge.
That's correct. Impossible to get your hands on. Well, we have three copies. They're not in great condition, but it's three copies.
There you go. All right. And again, starts on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Saturday, what time does it start?
Saturday, it's at 9 o'clock.
Saturday at 9 o'clock. All right. Vintage sale, and you have regular sales at the library. How often do you have the regular sales?
We have three of those a year.
Okay. All right. And for those of you listening, for the regular sale, you'll be able to, I will be donating several hundred of my books that have been collected over the past year. I get hundreds of books a year that get in, and I always bring them to the library, and the Friends of the Library, but I will be donating those soon because they're coming out of my ears right now. So anyways, but again, Friends of the Library and the money that you raise for the Friends of the Library pays for a lot of other, accessories and things like that, right?
Right. A lot of it is programming. So like the summer reading program, that really gets paid for by Friends of the Library. That's just an example.
All right. Well, Friends of the Library book sale, 10 to 5 on Friday, starting at 9 till how long on Saturday?
3.
9 to 3 Saturday. All right, Crollo, thanks so much for dropping by.
You're welcome.